the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I certainly appreciate God's touch in this house. Amen. Not just His presence, but His touch. His hand is here today. And we're glad about that. Amen. Lord bless all of you for being here. I know many of you are here today because it's Mother's Day, and I honor you for honoring your mother and honoring her by being with her in the house of the Lord. So Lord bless you today for being with Tulsa Lighthouse Church family today on Mother's Day. And I do want to again throw my hat in the ring and honor all the mothers here today. Lord bless you so very much. It seems a little bit redundant, and it's very much obvious that we all fit in one of two categories. You are a mother or you have one. And so we're all affected by Mother's Day one way or another. I do want to honor Sister Howard, mother of this church. What a precious lady that God has gifted Tulsa Lighthouse Church. Amen. We know that the ministry, according to the writings of the Apostle Paul, God gave the ministry to the church. But a very important part and component of the ministry is the minister's family. And Sister Howard is a tremendous example, and we honor her. Amen. She's worthy of double, triple, quadruple honor. And we love honoring her. I honor my precious wife today, mother of our children. And again, personal reference here, and I know many of you husbands would say that it applies to you, but I know it applies to me. I don't know if I know anyone, or if I do, very few that take the responsibility of motherhood more serious than my wife. And I honor her today, and her mother is here, my mother-in-law, Sister Tyson. Amen. I love my mother-in-law. Thank you for being here with us. And I am in an uncomfortable position today, in that I am preaching this service and not Pastor Howard. If there has been any Mother's Days in the history of this church that Pastor Howard has not preached, there haven't been very many. And I would be remiss in not honoring Pastor Howard's mother. Man, a lady that I was never privileged to know, but will one day see. There are those whose legacy leaves a greater impact. The wake of their lives that they leave behind that affects generation after generation after generation. And if any one of you, and I don't know, again, rare exceptions here, that your life has not been impacted by Pastor Howard, and it's because, in large part, he had a godly mother. Amen. And so we honor her today. Amen. I'm thankful that our pastor had a godly mother. Amen. And everyone said, in Jesus' name. Let's lift our hands. I feel the sweet touch of the Holy Ghost here. We glorify your name, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you for meeting with us here. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. I realize that we've done a lot in this service already, honored mothers and recognized special mothers had a quite effective testimony service. And good choir. Thank you, choir. What a blessing you are to our church. Amen. I realize today that, again, it's been said, and I'll say it again. I know what day it is, and many of us and our family is included in that. Plans for later today, I will honor that. I promise you, I am hastening. I do have a burden, and what I feel is a directive in the Holy Ghost. And I want us to make room for God today. Amen. God is all about family and family time. That's a wonderful thing. But we want to put God first in His rightful place. We have the rest of the day to spend with our families and honoring our mothers. And again, I will not take advantage of this opportunity. Amen. Judges chapter 5. The desire of an apostolic preacher is to somehow put words on a burden. There are times when you feel more confident in the opportunity that feel like I can express my burden. There are times, however, today being one of them for sure, that the burden is such that it's beyond words. And so I will try to put my words on it, but I acknowledge today that they are vastly inadequate. I trust that you'll hear more than my words, but you'll feel the burden. And God will be glorified today. Judges chapter 5, beginning in verse 1. Then sang Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinoam, on that day, saying, "Praise ye the Lord for the avenging of Israel." When the people willingly offered themselves, "Hear, O ye kings, give ear, O ye princes. I will sing unto the Lord. I will sing praise to the Lord God of Israel. Lord, when thou wentest out of Seir, when thou marchest out of the field of Edom, the earth trembled, the heavens dropped, the clouds also dropped water. The mountains melted from before the Lord, even that Sinai from before the Lord God of Israel. In the days of Shamgar, the son of Anath, the days of Jael, the highways were unoccupied. The travelers walked through byways. The inhabitants of the villages ceased. They ceased in Israel. I want us to grasp the impact of this. The highways were unoccupied. No one was going anywhere or doing anything. The travelers walked through byways. They were afraid to travel main roads because of the condition of the land. Sieges that had been set against God's people. The inhabitants of the villages ceased. They ceased in Israel. And then there's these words, "until that I Deborah arose, that I arose a mother in Israel. This song that the prophetess Deborah and this warrior Barak sang, it's not a song of self accolade. It's not a song of pride and arrogance and look at us. It's a song that gives praise to God. And it's a song that essentially says, look what the Lord has done and what God has done through his people. But the song is not complete until they sing the verse that there's a reason why God moved. And there's a reason why God's people rose up. It was that until before this, it was bad. Before the until, it was depressing. Before the until, the future looked grim and bleak. And the present looks a whole lot brighter than the past. Because of that until. Until that I, Deborah said, I arose as a mother in Israel. I want to preach just for a few moments today when mothers arise. Amen. Let's lift our voices together and ask God's help today in Jesus' name.
Lord, I worship you. I love you so very much. God, I feel your presence. In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, I worship you, I magnify your holy name. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please be seated. Lord bless you.
I have a statement here. The head of these sermon notes that references the passion of a mother. The passion of a mother. You can't help when you think about a mother's passion to remember things from your childhood. And a lot of times, passion is engaged in negative situations. There's something to be passionate or concerned about. And there's a statement that we say from time to time and we kind of, we chuckle. Especially us men folks, we tend to say this phrase in the absence of mamas. But it's true today when mama ain't happy, nobody's happy. So a mother's passion is a passion of great influence. And I know that we all have influence on those around us, but there's something about the passion of a mother and the influence that she has and the effect that she has in every part of the home. A mother gives of herself and gives herself like no other. I'm concerned about things as a father, but it's impossible for me to have the passion that my wife has because I am dad and not mom. I didn't make the sacrifice that she made to bring life into this world. I didn't carry that child. I didn't feel the pangs of travail. That child did not come forth from my body. And so, because of these things, mothers have an ability to feel feelings that no one else feels but mothers. A mother is protective. The protective instincts of motherhood are seen all through nature. I read a verse of scripture in 2 Samuel 17. David is running for his life, and there are those that are wanting to pursue after him. And they liken David's desire, his passion, his feeling, his demeanor, and as a bear robbed of her whelps in the field. He's agitated. And you may have all the confidence in the world that you know where he is and that you can capture him and destroy him, but him and his men are chafed in their minds as a bear robbed of her whelps in the field. Don't mess with mama. Don't mess with mama's babies. If you don't want to have the wrath of a mother, then don't give her reason to display her wrath. And so I'm trying to help us understand and things that we in some ways understand, but there's a reason why these things is part of the nature of motherhood. That passion, that burden, that concern, that protectiveness. It's just a part of the instincts of motherhood. Certain time of the year, typically around this time of the year, maybe a little bit more into the spring, closer to summer, you'll start seeing, I don't know what the scientific name for these things are. We call them killdees growing up. Little bitty birds that are all legs. Oh, they're the cutest things. And they're not old enough to fly, but boy, they look so cute. You start seeing them running around here and there on our property here behind the church and out in that field. And you start following after those little killdees, and directly you'll hear something like this. I'm trying to remember what a killdee sounds like. But you've all heard it. And you hear this off close by, but not too close. You look and you turn and you see this larger killdee. Like it's lame and it's got a broke wing and that's the protective instincts of that particular bird species. Trying to divert your attention away from the baby. You're bigger than me. You're stronger than me. There's no way I can defeat you, but I might can distract you. What that mother is doing is sacrificing herself. Giving herself to protect her young. That is the nature of motherhood. And everyone said amen. All of us have been affected by a mother's love, a mother's concern, a mother's passion. The longer that I observe motherhood, I understand full well that a mother never stops being mother. There's always that instinct, that desire, that concern, that burden. A lot of times us dads, we're more into tough love. We're more into, oh, they'll be okay. Not unconcerned, but that's just more the nature of a man and the nature of a father. We've been there. We made it. We survived. It's not that we don't care, but that's just more of the nature of the male of the species. Yes, we're concerned, but I can't be as concerned as mama. It's impossible because I'm not mama. And so we read in our scripture today a time in Israel's history that again looked very, very bleak. Our text was first from 1 Kings 4, the previous chapter, chapter 3 of 1 Kings. I'm sorry, Judges, rather, Judges chapter 5. It was our text, Judges chapter 4, we read that the children of Israel did evil again. God sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, and Sisera, captain of the host. A vast army of 900 chariots of iron. And the Bible said the people of the Lord cried out to God because of the 900 chariots of iron. Amen. Another situation, another dip in the roller coaster of relationship between God's people and God, doing good for a while, and then the bottom falls out. And then God sends a judge and brings them up out, and they do well for a while, and then the judge passes, and then they fall back. And it was one of those moments of falling back, of backsliding, back into idolatry, back into the bondage of deception. And God said, I'm going to have to turn them over again. Maybe this time they will learn. Maybe this time it will be different. And this is the scenario, and this is the environment that we read about. Amen. The Bible said, in the midst of all of this, amen, there was a woman by the name of Deborah. Amen. Deborah was a prophetess, and she judged Israel, and she had a place, a seat of judgment that she sat in under a tree between Ramah and Bethel. Amen. We know Bethel is the house of God. Ramah means high place or a place of idol worship. Amen. How many times could somebody testify and say it was the prayers and the influence of a godly woman that prevented my destruction? How many times have I been headed down a wrong road, but the influence of a godly woman, amen, stopped me and turned me around and pointed me back to the house of God? How many times have you been headed down the wrong road in life? How many times have you been headed for sure destruction? But the prayers of a godly woman, the concern of a godly woman, can I say this? The prayers, amen, of a passionate mother, the concern and the influence of someone that loves you, amen, like no one else in the world can love you, turned you around and stopped you and helped you not make, amen, a destructive decision. Amen. Or the decision that you had made be reversed. And so this was the thing that was going on here. The thing that was happening. Amen. The idolatry of God's people. had caused God to turn away from his people again and turn him over to this wicked King Jabin. And the captain of his host by the name of Sisera and their 900 chariots of iron. It's a situation that's all too familiar. It's a here we go again moment. It's going to be destruction again. It's going to be bondage again. It's going to be imprisonment again. But I read in Judges chapter 4 that Deborah sent and called for Barak, the son of Abinoam, out of Kadesh Naphtali. And she said unto him, hath not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying, go and draw toward Mount Tabor, take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali and of the children of Zebulun, and I will draw unto thee to the river Kishon Sisera, the captain of Jabin's army, and his chariots and his multitude, and I will deliver him into thine hand. It meant it was going to be just like it had always been, all over again, until a mother arose. It meant this is my burden today. I know without a shadow of a doubt there are situations represented by your attendance today that doesn't look very bright. There are bleak situations. There are desperate situations. There are depressing situations. There are troubling situations. Many of you that's under the sound of my voice tonight, you're in the process of repeating negative history, and you're about to go into another cycle of bondage, amen, and an evil influence. Remember the song that Deborah sang, said it looks really bad. It's here we go again, until. I feel like there can be an until, amen, on Mother's Day 2021 at Tulsa Lighthouse Church. Oh, let's lift our hands and praise the Lord here right now. I worship your holy name, God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory, I won't be much longer. Hallelujah. You know where you are. And mama knows where you are. Some of you precious mothers in Zion. You come to church today and you got on your pretty dress and you got your hair all fixed up and you got your children all, amen, ready. And you've already got in mind where we're going to take the picture and what we're going to have for dinner. And it's all, it all looks good. But inside, amen, you're tormented. Inside, you're troubled. Because as a mama, you know about some things. I've come to preach to some mamas today. You can rise and do something about what you're troubled about. You don't just have to sit under a tree and watch the world go by. You don't just have to sit by and watch those that you love go the wrong direction and say, well, I guess I'll just have to let it be. Amen. No. Amen. The highways were uninhabited. Those that traveled out of the way. The inhabitants ceased to be until I arose a mother in Israel. Brother Waldrop, I'm not a preacher. I don't have a lot of talent. I'm not an outgoing person. But you're a mother. You have the Holy Ghost. And this story tells me that a praying mama can change history. Oh my God. A concerned, anointed mother. I want to say this carefully. A God-called mother can prevent spiritual destruction. Amen. Some would look at the scenario. Some would look at the landscape and say, it's just a matter of time. Amen. It's not even worth the effort.
Amen. There's too much wrong. There's not near enough right. The adversary's too strong. Amen. The odds are stacked too much against us. We're vastly outnumbered. We don't have the resources. We don't have what we need. That's exactly what this situation looked like. Amen. But the song ain't over until the until. In the end of the song sounds a lot more better than the beginning phrases of the inhabitants being ceased and the travelers being vacant and the roads being untraveled and people sneaking around for fear of their lives. What made the difference? I arose as a mother in Israel. Amen. I've come to lift up some hands of some apostolic mothers at Tulsa Lighthouse Church and beg you, don't stop believing for the promises of God. Don't stop calling the names of those that you're burdened for. I think there could be some men in the house today and some young people that would say, count me in with Brother Waldrop. I believe in the passion and the prayer and the desire of an apostolic mother who arises and says, wait a minute, we don't have to take this. We don't just have to sit back and watch destruction happen. I arose a mother. Deborah did what only she as a mother could do. I mean, there's something about when mama puts her foot down and says, if this is going to happen, it's going to be over my dead body. It's going to happen with me giving every ounce of energy and strength and passion I have to offer to prevent it. Israel may be destroyed, but it's not going to be because I just sat back and watched it happen. Amen. I'm representing, amen, hundreds of souls today. That many of you, not just mamas, I know, but this is mother, after all, Mother's Day. Amen. Souls that you pray about. Amen. Souls that you're burdened for. Names that you call daily. It's the nature. It's the nature of a mother. Amen. To latch a hold and to get emotion involved. Amen. You can meet somebody. Amen. Again, this is not the voice of personal experience, but personal observation. I can meet somebody and I can feel a witness and a burden and a concern. And I can feel like I express that to them and I give an offer to prayer for them or maybe pray for them right then or, amen, invite them to church. It's not that I forget about it and just go on my way, but I feel like I did what I was supposed to do. But a mother will remember that name. And when she goes to prayer the next time, it won't be just thank God for that opportunity, but she'll get in the spirit of prayer about somebody she may never meet again. But because she's a mother, that name, amen, has settled itself down in her spirit. And I gotta go to God. I gotta protect. I gotta prevent. I gotta help something good happen. Amen. They're so troubled. They're so burdened. They're lost and on their way to hell. God used me to pray. I'm gonna call their name. I'm gonna stand before the Lord and defend the promises of God. Let's stand to our feet this afternoon. Let's love the Lord together right now. I love you, Jesus.